Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. Well, I make a little room and she climbs on up. I open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fooling me. She thinks my tractor's sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up a land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. Barn, put it up for the night. Climb up in the loft, sit and talk with the radio on. She says she's got a dream, and I ask what it is. She wants a little farm and a yard full of kids, and one more teeny weeny ride before I take her home. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. She ain't into cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor, she thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Was a summer before the real world started, and the deal was we would get to go if we cleaned it up and got it running. That is old Winnebago, and winging a prayer down a 65. Five best friends on football ties. I can still see Billy smiling when we finally made it to Talladega. Boys raised the whiskey in gold glass. Now here's to turning up or slowing down in cars that go real fast. We were laughing and living, drinking and wishing and thinking as that chicken flag was waving. like a stone. Time rolls on, you can't hit pause, that's what just a do. Most days in life don't stand out, but life's about those days that we all lack. Rockin' Randall, gettin' rowdy, shooting Roman candles at the man in the moon, till the Alabama sun was breaking. Over Talladega, the boys raised the whiskey in your glass. Here's to turn it up, slowing down, and cars that go real fast. We were laughing and living, drinking and wishing, and thinking as that checkered flag was waving. Sure, life stayed. Like those cars, my thoughts roll over and over and over in my mind. Tonight I'm in Talladega, boys raised up, whiskey in your glass. Here's to turn it up, slowing down, and cars that go real fast. We were laughing and living, drinking and wishing, and thinking as that checkered flag. Talladega.
Blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. Trash version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now.
Yeah. In the heart of Wisconsin, Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
We both said some things I know we never meant. When I slammed the door tonight, you wondered where I went. If I know you, you're probably wondering what to do. You're thinking that I'm gone for good. If I know you, but if I know me, I'll turn this car around. sorry. I'll stop and call, and you'll say you're sorry too. And I'll come running back to you if I know me. Sometimes I lose my head. Things to break your heart, forgetting if I lost your love, it would tear my world apart. If I know you, you didn't mean one single thing you said. Truth be known, you're dying, crying, lying there in bed. But if I know I'll be sorry. I'll stop and call, and you'll say you're sorry too. And I'll come running back to you if I know me. If I know me. And I.
Put in the hours, make the money while the sunlight shines. But anything I gotta get done, it can get done some other time. Time is love, gotta run. Love to hang longer, but I got someone who waits. Waits for so many minutes, don't want to spend them all on the clock. In the time that we spent talking, how many kisses have I lost? Time is love, gotta run. Love to hang longer, but I got some. We're fine.
single mom goes out on a date with somebody new. It always winds up feeling more like a job interview. My mama used to wonder if she'd ever meet someone who wouldn't find out about me and then turn around and run. I met the man I call my dad when I was 5 years old. He took my mom out to a movie, and for once I got to go. A few months later, I remember lying there in bed. I overheard him pop the question, and I prayed that she'd say yes. And then, all of a sudden, oh, it seemed so strange to me how we went from something's missing to family. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me. I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. I met the girl that's now my wife about 3 years ago. We had the perfect marriage, but we wanted something more. Now here I stand surrounded by our family and friends, crowded round the nursery window as they bring the baby in. And now all of a sudden, oh, it seems so strange to me how we've gone from something's missing to family. Looking through the glass, I think about the man that's standing next to me. And I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me is I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Because he didn't have to be. No, he didn't have to be.
Riding Just the other night, at a hometown football game, my wife and I ran into my old high school flame. And as I introduced them, the past came back to me, and I couldn't help but think of the way things used to be. She was the one that I'd wanted for all times, and each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. And if he'd only grant me this wish I wished back then, I'd never ask for anything again. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. 'Cause some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. Wasn't quite the angel that I remembered in my dreams, and I could tell the time changed me in her eyes too, it seemed. We tried to talk about the old days, there wasn't much we could recall. I guess the Lord knows what he's doing after all. I looked at my wife, and then and there I thanked the good Lord for the gifts in my life. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he may not answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are all too often unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
Country Pride, Central Wisconsin wide. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so far, and now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise.
Wrote a note, said be back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away.
'Cause now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky
high breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. This champagne shore washing over me.
It's a sweet, sweet life, living by the salty sea.
One day you could be as lost as me.
Change your geography, maybe you might be.
Knee deep in the water somewhere, got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in, the water's nice. Find yourself a little slice. Grab a backpack and lunch. You never know until you try. When you lose yourself,
you find the key to paradise.
Country Legends 24/7. Join the River Riders Bike Share and Wood County Sheriff's Department in celebrating the retirement of Grand Rapids Police Chief Mel Peterson as part of their summer community bike ride on June 5th at 5:30 p.m. Take a moment to thank Police Chief Peterson for his time of service and congratulate him on his retirement. Meet at the River Riders Bike Share station in the parking lot at White Sands Beach. Bring your own bike or ride a River Riders bicycle for free. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
WisCountry 105.5 WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of these local businesses so that we can bring high school sports action to you. Greenway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Join me, Mike Comer, as I bring you all the action on WisCountry WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Tornadoes ripped through several states. Claremore, Oklahoma got hit hard, and Mayor Debbie Long is driving around trying to assess the damage.
We haven't been able to see because it's so dark. All the electricity and all of Claremore's out.
A busy shopping center in Kharkiv was hit with a missile attack. At least 12 people are dead, dozens injured. The BBC's James Waterhouse.
President Zelensky has used this latest attack to renew his calls for air defenses to try and protect the city.
The UN's top court ordered Israel to stop its military activities in southern Gaza, but CBS's Imtiaz Taieb reports.
Israel's relentless attacks on Rafah are only intensifying. Over the past week, the Israeli military has also been widening its bombing campaign across all of Gaza.
CBS has learned Israel will participate in ceasefire and hostage deal talks in Cairo this week. So far, no word if Hamas will take part. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. 11 of 18 Arizona 2020 fake electors and Trump election lawyers were arraigned May 21st on 9 felony counts after being indicted by a grand jury April 26th. Former President Donald Trump was named as an unindicted co-conspirator. The 11 arraigned May 21st were a Republican state senator, 8 GOP activists, including a Republican national committeeman, and 2 of Donald Trump's allies, including Rudy Giuliani and Republican National Committee election lawyer Christina Bobb. Another alleged central figure, John Eastman, was arraigned earlier. Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and 4 others will be arraigned in June. All 18 defendants are charged with fraudulent schemes to deceive and practice of that deception, forgery, changing the vote of an elector by corrupt means or inducement, tampering with a public record, and presenting false instrument for filing. All have pleaded not guilty. Of the 7 states where GOP activists created a substitute slate of presidential electors, 4 state attorneys general have brought charges: Michigan, Nevada, Georgia, and Arizona. 3 others, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and New Mexico, have either chosen not to bring criminal charges or cited a lack of grounds for indictment. Michigan held preliminary hearings in April, where 15 defendants faced trial. Pretrial motions are being heard in Nevada for 6 other defendants. See the unredacted indictment at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba!
Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, WisCountry.
Winona.
This is InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's what's happening on this week's show.
Who looks out for the interests of abused or neglected children? The answer is court-appointed, trained volunteers.
Last year, we had 77,000 volunteers speaking on behalf of just over 250,000 abused and neglected children. But there's another 400,000 children who could use our help.
Then, how can you and your family stay safe in a disaster? or a terrorist situation. A former Navy SEAL shares some life-saving advice.
Being prepared, not being buried in technology and allowing that to consume you. You kind of need to know some things in order to survive, and that's what being crisis-proof really is.
Those two stories and more are coming your way on this week's show. Don't go away. InfoTrack comes your way right after this.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy you happiness, but money did help you buy an RV, which means an excuse from working Saturday with your insufferable coworker, Dave. So money is helping you listen to birds chirp instead of Dave chirping about how his toddler is fluent in three languages. And it's also why you'll be smelling pine trees in the air, not Dave's tuna melt reheating in a microwave. So save money by bundling your RV or boat insurance with home or auto from Progressive and buy more happiness or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move on to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Lowe's knows every project starts with the right tools and equipment. And during Craftsman Days, you can save big on what you need from a brand you trust. Get a free Select V20 tool when you buy a Select Battery 2-Pack. Plus, save $50 on a V20 String Trimmer and Leaf Blower Combo Kit. Now only $99. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 5/29 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
When it comes to our nation's abused and neglected kids, who looks out for these most vulnerable victims? InfoTrack's Roy Mackey talks to an expert to get the answers. Roy?
Thanks, Chris. Our guest is Sally Ernie from the National Court-Appointed Special Advocate Association. So let's start with the basics. Just what is a court-appointed special advocate?
Well, a court-appointed special advocate is a carefully screened, highly trained volunteer who is appointed by a juvenile or family court judge to speak up for the best interests of an abused or neglected child who's in court. So that involves gathering information for the court and sharing that information back to the court, helping facilitate services and a positive outcome for the child, monitoring what's happening in the child's life, with the court, with social services, and then ultimately advocating for that child's best interest so they can be in a safe, permanent home and have the opportunity to thrive in life.
How does the role of a CASA differ from an attorney, and why is that so important for a child in the foster system to have an advocate like this?
Well, the CASA volunteer is different than an attorney in a few ways. First off, I should say that the attorney represents the child's legal interests, which is, of course, extremely important. The CASA is looking out for the child's best interests from a lay advocacy perspective. And part of being a lay advocate is that the CASA volunteer is generally appointed to one child. That could be a child or a group of siblings, so it's one case. And of course, the other players in the system, attorneys, social workers, mental health providers, are appointed to numerous dozens, sometimes hundreds in extreme cases, of children and their families. So the CASA really has that one-on-one relationship. The CASA volunteer also stays involved from when they're appointed by the court until the child achieves permanency, which could mean that the child would be out of the court system, go through an adoption process, and to assure that the child gets in a safe, permanent home. So attorneys serve an extremely important role. CASA serve a very important and different role.
Are there CASA programs or offices in every state in the nation?
Every state in the nation, with the exception of North Dakota, where they use a different model, which is a paid lay guardian ad litem model. And then we're also in the District of Columbia. So we're in 49 states plus the District of Columbia. In some jurisdictions, CASA volunteers actually go by the term guardian ad litem. And so you might hear of a CASA program or a GAL program, and those are the same. So CASAs and guardian ad litem volunteers perform the same functions throughout the country.
So essentially anyone can volunteer for this. What sort of candidates are good fits to become a CASA?
Well, gosh, the most important thing is a person that has the commitment and really wants to make a difference in a child's life. And I will say, not only do the advocates really make a difference in a child's life, but I've had so many volunteers tell me over the years that they really got back more than they gave. So it's a person who has the time to make the commitment. Obviously, the numbers vary, but, you know, an average of about 10 hours a month working with the child, going to court, which generally isn't every month. The applicant has to go through a very careful screening process to make sure that they're well suited for the position. And then the training is very important. There's a national standardized training curriculum of 30 hours that every advocate must complete before they can be assigned to a case. And then there's continuing education throughout the course of the year. So I would say a commitment to improve the lives of children. I would say a real willingness to want to be involved in making your community a better place, to supporting your courts through better informing them so they can make the best decisions on behalf of children and their families, and then the time to give. And it's not an inordinate amount of time. Most of the advocates actually work full time. And so it's something that they can do with some flexibility with their positions. And again, it's extremely rewarding work for the advocates, and it really makes a difference in the lives of the children and their families.
Our guest on InfoTrack is Sally Ernie from the National Court-Appointed Special Advocate Association, and we're learning about this program of volunteers across the nation who represent the best interests of an abused or neglected child in court. Sally, talk for a moment about the need for CASAs and how many foster kids never get an advocate like this.
Last year, we had 77,000 volunteers speaking on behalf of just over a quarter of a million children. So we're a big movement, and we're very proud of our work. But to speak to the need, last year there were also about 700,000 abused and neglected children who were either in foster care or before the court and living with a family member. So there's another 400,000 children who could use our help. And so there's a great need out there, and we're always looking for people throughout our state organizations and local programs who can go through the training and speak up and be this child's voice. That the advocate really helps get the child from where they are, which is in a real crisis situation, to where they need to be in the safety and stability. And we hope that safety and stability is back at home with their own parents. We start in every case hoping that children get back with their families of origin. When that can't happen, of course, we work for adoption for children, because children have a right to be in a safe, permanent home so they can be happy and productive and grow up and thrive.
I think many people hearing this may say, you know, this sounds like something wonderful to do to help abused and neglected children, but it also sounds like a very big commitment. You mentioned it's about 10 hours a month, but longer term, how many months, years, whatever, would a CASA stay in the program or with a child?
Generally, programs ask for the volunteer to make a commitment throughout the life of the case, or about 18 months. So it is a commitment. It's not going out and doing the great work of, you know, painting a building for a nonprofit for the day. It's a long-term commitment. We find that advocates stay longer than that. They generally stay about 3 years. So that's really good staying power for a volunteer experience that is both challenging and rewarding. So yes, it's a big commitment. It's very different than a kind of give-a-day commitment, but our volunteers become more committed as they see what a difference they can make for children. And really what we need to do is our national organization and our state and local programs is get more volunteers speaking on behalf of children, because we see what a difference it makes. And generally when volunteers see what a difference they've made, that really helps give them resilience to keep on the case and or take other cases.
I would think that volunteers would need to have some flexibility in their jobs, because this volunteer work does require some court appearances and so forth during work hours.
It does. As I mentioned, most volunteers work full time, and the court appearances are generally not monthly. They might be three or four times a year. The visiting of the child, of course, can happen on the evenings and on the weekends, and so there's more flexibility in that. But yes, some level of flexibility with the position is definitely helpful, but I don't want to give the impression that this is work that's all done Monday through Friday during the business hours, because it's not. Most of this work is done or can be done on the evenings and weekends if a volunteer chooses to do so.
Sally, if someone is interested in helping a foster child by becoming a CASA, a court-appointed special advocate, what should they do?
They can go to our website, casaforchildren.org, CASA and then the word for, F-O-R, children.org, or they can call us toll-free at 855-691-6317, and we'll be able to put them in touch with the local program nearest them.
Sally Ernie from the National Court-Appointed Special Advocate Association, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed the opportunity and encourage folks listening to get involved.
For InfoTrack, I'm Roy Mackey.
Next, how to survive an active shooter or terrorist situation. That story, coming up.
Stick around. There's more InfoTrack straight ahead.
It's time to get ready for summer at Macy's Memorial Day Sale. Save on great specials for more time in the sun, like 40% off women's swim and cover-ups, and 30 to 40% off sandals, handbags, and more. Level up your cookout game with 50 to 60% off cookware and grilling accessories. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members can earn rewards even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. See Macy's.com/Star Rewards today at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing, unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness, or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin. And over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Now, back to InfoTrack. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
In today's world, there are many potential threats to our safety. How can you and your family avoid becoming victims? Our next guest is a retired Navy SEAL and author of 100 Deadly Skills, Survival Edition. Clint Emerson, welcome to InfoTrack.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Well, the odds are low that any one of us are going to end up in a life or death situation, but let's talk about some skills that will keep us safe. And number one on your list is something you call become crisis proof. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so being crisis proof really consists of more physical human performance and being in good shape so that you can not only help yourself, but you can help others. It's also about being prepared, having things on you that will help you get out of trouble, whether that trouble is a bad guy or, you know, a natural disaster. And then the biggest aspect is the mental component, really paying attention to what's going on and not being buried in technology and allowing that to consume you, because the reality is, you know, our natural born instincts have kind of gone away and been replaced by technology. But when the technology goes away, you kind of need to know some things in order to survive. And that's what being crisis proof really is.
One of the skills you mentioned is fortify your home security. Is that something you should turn over to a professional, or is this do-it-yourself stuff?
It's do-it-yourself stuff. No one is going to really look after your home more or better than you. A lot of technology that you can get installed, the reality is they are installers. They're not security guys. So even camera placement sometimes is completely wrong. It might be covering an area, but it's not getting ID quality coverage, meaning from the waist up, and actually be able to identify the person coming to your door. So it's better that you do it. Everything from your doorways, reinforcing with 2.5 to 3 inch wood screws so that it takes 5 donkey kicks instead of 1 in order to break down your door, making your home look like it's alive all the time, even when you're not there. Light timers, these timers are great, but these days they're digital, and so you can program each timer with up to 10 or more time slots, meaning you can now make your lighting in your home come on and off to emulate the exact same pattern of life as when you're there. And that's what you want. You want your lights to tell a story, not just all of them come on at 8 p.m. and then shut off at, you know, 10:30 at night or whatever. You want them to tell a story. You want to actually have a hallway light go on and then go off, and then a bedroom light go on and then go off, so that it looks like somebody's really walking through the house. But fortifying your home, I mean, it's endless. There's a lot of things you can do. But the biggest tip I put out for, like, all the single women listening is, you know, a pair of size 12 cowboy boots outside your front door will keep a lot of sexual predators away.
Huh, that's a good one. We're talking on InfoTrack with Clint.